Where are they now? H asked. Og raised a fist triumphantly in the air. They're already logged in, preparing for your assault on the Sixers. His voice echoed across the grounds and off the high stone walls of his mansion. Follow me! The hour draws near! Og's enthusiasm pulled me back into the moment, and I felt a nervous knot form in the pit of my stomach. We followed our bath-robed benefactor across the expansive moonlit courtyard. As we approached the main house, we passed a small gated-in garden filled with flowers. The garden was in a strange location, and I couldn't figure out its purpose until I saw the large tombstone at its center. Then, I realized it must be Kira Moro's grave. But even in the bright moonlight, it was still too dark for me to make out the inscription on the headstone. Og led us through the mansion's lavish front entrance. The lights were off inside, but instead of turning them on, Moro took an honest-to-God torch off the wall and used it to illuminate our way. Even in dim torchlight, the grandeur of the place amazed me. Giant tapestries and a huge collection of fantasy artwork covered the walls, while gargoyle statues and suits of armor lined the hallways. As we followed Og, I worked up enough courage to speak to him. Listen, I know this probably isn't the time, I said, but I'm a huge fan of your work. I grew up playing Halcedonia Interactive's educational games. They taught me how to read, write, do math, solve puzzles. I proceeded to ramble on as we walked, raving about all of my favorite Halcedonia titles and geeking out on Og in a classically embarrassing fashion. H must have thought I was brown-nosing because she snickered throughout my stammering monologue, but Og was very cool about it. That's wonderful to hear, he said, seeming genuinely pleased. My wife and I were very proud of those games. I'm so glad you have fond memories of them. We rounded a corner, and H and I both froze before the entrance of a giant room filled with row after row of old video games. We both knew it must be James Halliday's classic video game collection, the collection he'd willed to Moro after his death. Og glanced around and saw us lingering by the entrance, then hurried back to retrieve us. I promise to give you a tour later when all the excitement is over, Og said, his breathing a bit labored. He was moving quickly for a man his age and size. He led us down a spiral stone staircase to an elevator that carried us down several more floors to Og's basement. The decor here was much more modern. We followed Og through a maze of carpeted hallways until we reached a row of seven circular doorways, each numbered. And here we are, Moro said, gesturing with the torch. These are my Oasis immersion bays. They're all top-of-the-line Habeshaw rigs, OIR 9400s. 9400s? No kidding? H let out a low whistle. Wicked. Where are the others? I asked, looking around nervously. Artemis and Shoto are already in bays 2 and 3, he said. Bay 1 is mine. You two can take your pick of the others. I stared at the doors, wondering which one Artemis was behind. Og motioned to the end of the hall. You'll find haptic suits of all sizes in the dressing rooms. Now, get yourselves suited and booted. He smiled wide when H and I emerged from the dressing rooms a few minutes later, each dressed in brand new haptic suits and gloves. Excellent! Og said. Now, grab a bay and log in. The clock is ticking. H turned to face me. I could tell she wanted to say something, but words seemed to fail her. After a few seconds, she stuck out her gloved hand. I took it. Good luck, H, I said. Good luck, Z, she replied. Then she turned to Og and said, Thanks again, Og. Before he could respond, she stood on her tiptoes and kissed him on the cheek. Then she disappeared through the door to Bay 4, and it hissed shut behind her. Og grinned after her, then turned to face me. "The whole world is rooting for the four of you. Try not to let them down. We'll do our best." "I know you will." He offered me his hand, and I shook it. I took a step toward my immersion bay, then turned back. "Og, can I ask you one question?" I said. He raised an eyebrow. "If you're going to ask me what's inside the third gate, I have no idea," he said. "And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you. You should know that." I shook my head. "No, that's not it. I wanted to ask what it was that ended your friendship with Halliday. In all the research I've done, I've never been able to find out. What happened?"